Hello, welcome to Contemplative Thursday episode. Tomorrow is Good Friday and Easter is this coming weekend. And how exciting. How exciting is that? What a special time that we get to just be in celebration of Jesus and what God has done for us. And I really just wanted to take this opportunity, this episode, to point us back to Jesus and remember what Easter is about and how we have hope and we have victory, and that Easter is for us in the sense that whether we're broken, whether we're struggling, if we're quote unquote a mess, if we're at the end of our rope, whatever, that's what Easter is for. And we have victory through Jesus. So I wanted to share some verses from Lamentation that have really been speaking to me in the last couple weeks. And I really hope that you can spend some time with them and reflect on them and let them warm you up for Easter and just thinking through what this weekend is for us who believe in Jesus. So let's get into it.
Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote-unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started.
All right, so the verse that I have been reflecting on a lot lately is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. So a bit more than one verse, three verses, 22 to 24. And I really like the first verse. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. And I was thinking about that word consumed, and whew, what a good word. Like, it doesn't specify what we're consumed by, but I can, for myself, I can quickly jot down in my brain things that I get consumed by. And I get consumed so easily with, comparison and overthinking, thinking I'm not enough, thinking I'm not doing good enough, thinking I'm a failure. And things just snowball from there to the point where, like, half an hour later, you're just, bit of a mess, or just gone down like the path of lies and deception and fear and wondering, what is this person thinking? What is that person thinking? And this has been a struggle for myself for a long time. And this verse is encouraging. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. We are not consumed. And why? Because of God's great love, the Lord's great love. And often that's the thing that we forget. That's what leads us astray. That's what moves us to the place of fear and questioning and doubt and trying to seek the approval of other people, as we lose sight of God's love and the Lord's love. And so I want you really just to think of that. The Lord's love, God's love, Jesus' love, the love that God has for you. And how can we be so sure of God's love for us? I think the answer lies in this coming weekend. It's Easter. God loved the world so much that he gave his son, Jesus, that if you believe in him, you won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life. God loved us that much that he came down from heaven. He suffered and died. Payment, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, to the point where the Father, God, had to turn away from him, had to leave him, had to say, no, I can't look at you. For 3 days, I was separated from the love of God. So when we reflect on that and think about it and sit with it and not just think, oh yeah, Jesus died for my sins and move on. But when we sit with it and let ourselves feel it and know it and encounter it, then we are that much closer to understanding the Lord's great love. So, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. So wherever you're at in this week, know that you do not have to be consumed. That the emotions, the feelings, the fears, the doubts, the questions, they might be there, but you don't have to be consumed by them. God's love is with you. He's sitting there beside you. His faithfulness is new every single morning. His compassion never fails. So I pray these verses just bless you and pour over you in this day leading up to Easter. And may you have a blessed Easter weekend wherever you are, that you can look to God for your strength, for the hope that you need, and know that through Jesus there is healing, there is hope, and you're not alone. And pray that this can be a weekend of just knowing that if you're at the end of your rope, that's what Easter is for. And this is me going on a little bit of a tangent, but there's been so many Easters where I have just been just done. And I've tried to kind of pull myself together. And it's like, oh, it's Easter. Come on. Gotta celebrate and be happy. And it's like, no, that is the point of Easter. I can't do it. And I can't just be happy. And I can't pull myself together. I have to just come to the feet of Jesus and allow him to do it for me. And that's what it comes down to. Jesus didn't come for the happy people and people who had it together and who could pull it together and make it seem like everything's great. He came for the ones who were consumed, who needed to be free, who just needed to fall down at Jesus' feet and say, hey, God, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And maybe that's where you're at. So know that if that's where you're at, Easter is for you. Good Friday is for you. Easter Sunday, Jesus resurrecting from the dead, is for you.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.